For parents, staff, and students, school's about to start its new year just around the corner. For some, they've already begun. There are so many concerns facing curriculum, textbooks, bathrooms, sports competitions, parental rights to know or not, what teachers can and can't disclose, could create some difficulties as they return to school. We can look at these obstacles through the lens of discouragement, or we can bring them to the one who created heaven and earth. Let's stop and pray for the staff and students in kindergarten through sixth grade elementary school as they prepare to return to school with all of the pending issues. Father God, we thank you that your word says that we are to pray for everybody and to pray without ceasing, and to specifically pray for those that are believers as well. First, we got lift up the parents of the students going back to elementary school. We pray that they would be praying parents instead of complaining parents, that while they're waiting for the bus that they could pray, and teach their children to pray while waiting for the bus, while driving their kids to school and dropping them off, that they would pray over their kids and with their children. We pray, God, that the children would even ask to pray and see a difference as it. And instead of us looking at these children as having to face all these dark issues, God, we pray that they would be the ones that students will look to for answers, that they will be the courageous ones. They will be the lions and not the lambs. We already had you, Lord, as the Lamb of God, and we're thankful for that. We pray, God, that they would pray with their kids before school, the night before, after school, that we pray that they would pray with other parents and get faculty to pray as well. We pray, God, that they would have good friendships and wisdom and understanding when learning at school. We pray for the students to have favor with their teachers and other faculty, favor with their classmates and other students, peace during stressful times like tests and quizzes. We pray that your presence, Father God, would be at their schools, that they would enjoy learning and being at school and not experience the pressures. And we thank you, Father God and Almighty God, for a new school year full of promise. Bless the students with courage and strength to face the challenges that come their way. Help them to make wise decisions that will lead to positive outcomes. Give them patience and perseverance so they can stay focused and not give up when life gets hard. Guide their teachers and the school staff as they navigate this unprecedented time with grace, godly wisdom, and clarity. Bring peace, joy, and contentment into their lives as they learn from home or in classrooms. And may all of us be reminded of the importance of building each other up rather than tearing one another down. Thank you for this new school year, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.